Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to rev up your engines and brace yourselves for the Moto Limited Show. Join us every Monday night for exclusive interviews, behind-the-scenes insights, and the latest updates from the motocross and supercross circuits. Whether you are a seasoned fan or just starting your journey into this high-octane world, the Moto Limited Show is your ultimate pit stop. So grab your helmets, kick up some dirt, and tune in every Monday night. It's not just a podcast. It's a front row seat to the most electrifying motorsport on the planet. The Moto Limited Show, where the track meets the mic. And now, let's drop the gate on the Moto Limited Show and your host, Nick Still.
Tima, you're back.
I don't know. What am I doing here?
You're back.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't understand. What is going on?
Firstly, thank you for... let's just set it straight from the beginning. You were happy for this to disappear. This is... No. You weren't happy it was going to disappear.
Yeah.
But it was something that was going to happen. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, when I did the last show, that was the last show, contrary to me being here right now.
I haven't worked out if I'm... What you're at 131, I think it was?
No, 146.
146. I reckon I'll just keep it 147. So we spoke for quite a while about how this was going to look, what we're going to do, whether you were going to come to Foremost and do what we did and recreate it there, which we sort of did. We sort of are, which is
somewhat
been cool having you a part of that. Mm-hmm. How's it feel being Team Foremost, firstly?
I do. I mean, it was a big adjustment. It's funny because you always think you know what goes on, but then once you get behind the curtain, like everything, right, it's totally different.
Well, you're trying to call us a shit show?
No. No, like just the level you got to work on. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought I was working at a high level, right? But then I was like, holy shit, like this is a whole nother level again, and I had to learn it. And it was good because it was a challenge. Round one was a challenge for me. I was like, holy shit,
it's
hard.
It's different. And it, you know, and me and Alex talk about this a fair bit as well. It's like, there ain't many people up at 3 a.m. the next day after not stopping continually. And like across, it's amazing. Like you haven't got to see it fully yet across like what Foremost does, MotoOnline.com, MotoOnline.com.au as well with American type. Like it's full on.
It's a big,
but it's cool to have you a part of it. And I'm pumped for you to be a part of this as well. Mm. So the story is, I bought you. I bought the name. I bought whatever it is. And technically, you work for me now.
Well, no.
How does that feel? I mean, told you I would always be your boss.
I mean, it's not that. I'm here when I'm needed and when you can afford my...
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, as I said...
He's got a paw, though. You're going to go put a piston and a mic outside.
As I said, like, the last show was always a last show for me. Like, there was a lot of... Like, last year was a huge year personally for me, and then trying to keep Moto Limited afloat. There was definitely time sitting in airports where I was like, this ain't it. This isn't what it was, you know? But I never quit on what I do. And that's why I kind of got to the end of the year and go, that's it. Like I've done it. I believe that I'm good enough to find myself where I am now at Foremost. It took a minute for it to become a reality, but
I want to point that out too. Mm. Like this Foremost thing didn't just come overnight.
No.
We'd been talking since October, September last year.
There was conversations through Supercross, which then probably not helped me give Moto Limited away. It was always sort of going at that point, but it did help me kind of be like, right, the doubt of being good enough to be seen by a company like that was out of my mind, where I knew that it was there. And then, you know, and then we talked about it, things went round and round, and then, some stuff went down after the final show, and I didn't have a spot, and I wasn't at all doing anything up until...
And that whole time, I was like, you'll be there. You'll be there. Did I not tell you that whole time? You'll be there.
The week before you'll round be one got very hectic and shit happened quickly.
Literally, right? It was. I think it was the week before. I think I called you on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. And I was like, this
call is coming.
What do you think of this? Like, the idea is there. But that's like reassuring for me as well, because you've got to see it this side. And going back, whatever it was a year ago when I made that decision to step away from this, to go to that was because I had to.
Yeah.
And you've sort of seen that now as well. And then when I sort of heard that this was going away, I was like,
I still think you're batshit crazy.
I don't know. I just couldn't let it go. Right.
I said that's the part that I struggled with so much, and that's what I don't think people kind of understand. And again, Moto Limited was never for sale either.
No,
like it was only that you come to me and said, "Hey, I want to keep it going." Would I have even contemplated, you know, selling you the brand, because I didn't want anybody else. Like it was a dream that we started 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. And,
dude,
and
I was like, back 21.
Yeah. And I was like, this, I ain't just giving it to somebody else to watch it be done. And I mean, you toyed with a bunch of different ideas, and I'm kind of stoked it's still Moto Limited and not being rebranded and redone. But at the same time,
I think I had a pretty big push from Alex about that as well. Mm-hmm. What I was going to do with it. Was I going to rebrand it?
Yeah.
Was I going to change it? And it wasn't until like the last few weeks I had to go back through and listen to a lot of stuff to sort of get my idea of how it's going to look.
Watching
and
the vlogs the other day,
that
I
sort
think
of thing.
Was a bit nostalgic.
And I was like, no. I was like, I'm keeping it what it was because that was fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we want it to be.
Yeah.
We pissed off a lot of people along the way. And I'm still not scared to do it.
And like, I still piss people off to this day.
That's what I mean. So how it's going to look is I'm pretty sure we're going to aim for about three shows a month, something like that, and then a few one-on-one stuff.
Easy with the weavers.
No, hey, you. Yes, if I'm paying, you're saying.
Correct. Yes, that's where I'm at this point. Some would say sellout, but look.
Would you call it a sellout?
I mean, hey, if they all had let me put it in perspective. We're all privateer riders, right? A CDR come knocking at your door and say, hey, we're going to offer you a deal, pay you to ride a dirt bike. Please, nobody would be turning that
down.
Have
you had some hate from the privateers that you've...
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, I've got thick enough skin to cop heat, and I don't really... To be honest, I don't care. And that's how that's when you have a conversation, that's how it's, you know, not justified, but that's how I see it. It's like, you know, foremost in the media world is the biggest one in the country, like CDR is as a factory team in Australia. Like, I mean, them and Honda, right?
Yeah.
Either way, you know, but it's just like those guys coming knocking at our doors as privateers going, hey, we were going to give you a ride.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get, I made zero money out of Moto Limited. Everything that I ever earned went back into it or back into giving people stuff to go.
Sir, it financially crippled us both.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, I can walk away and say, like, I didn't make a cent out of it.
Do you know how weird it is going to the races and getting paid?
I haven't yet. My invoice hasn't cleared. But when that clears, I was straight to the bank, baby.
I don't know. It was so different for me as well is last year. Obviously, the last 2 years, actually, gone to a lot of events in the US with Alex. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for that situation as well, I wouldn't been able to do that. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So it's that side of it as well. But like I said, how it looks, I think we're going to do like three a month. The idea is for it to go back live.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that yet.
No, you said that to me. Where that goes live, sir, because this is a makeshift studio.
There's a couple places in Brisbane I've sort of looked at doing it professionally.
It's not here.
But I've just got to look at the budget.
This is
of how it looks, and that is the idea. So that is coming. But in the meantime, I think we do some podcast stuff, talk about pretty much take it back to the roots with what we used to do, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you said to me, like, that was what you wanted to do with it. I was like, yeah, I'm down for sure. Like, those live shows are fun, as much work as they were. Once you were live and you were going,
I think I've worked out how to simplify it.
Yeah. I mean,
and it, like, these places I'm looking at has a production crew with it as well.
Yeah.
And I can budget it to make it work three times a month.
Yeah.
Well, and it's basically show up, sit down, talk.
Okay.
Everything else is done.
Well, yeah, I love live. I like
it. So either I'm living in a tent or it'll pay off.
Yeah, as I said, you've got, you know, big plans for it, and I'm excited to see where it goes and, you know, be somewhat a part of it and see where it
I might just be the fuckwit here.
Potentially.
That might be what it is.
Hey, some would say.
I may have just bit off more than I can chew again.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've had conversations about this. So,
with who?
My boss. Oh, used to be your boss. Still is your boss. Still is my boss.
He's more like a life coach. Yeah. If that's the case, I think he's failed. Because out there in my ute, I have enough bags and clothes where I won't come home again till next Tuesday. That's after Horsham.
Yeah. Look,
there's a bit going
you've
on.
You've got things happening, but. I mean, you got to have a go. You got to have a shot. That's what we did. We did a few years ago, and look at where we're sitting now. Actually, at the minute, we're in my new house, which is kind of cool. Definitely not paid for bi-motor limit.
Yeah. Well, if it did, it's something you haven't told me about it. But anyway,
100%, mate. That's what we're called, you know, those 1 a.m. finish editing podcast and go to work at 4 a.m. Yeah. The work at 4 a.m. is what pays for this shit. Not the finishing at 1 a.m., getting 3 hours sleep and being not able to do your fucking job the next day.
But yeah, no, hey, look, I know that feeling.
That is not my life anymore as well.
I'm kind of lucky as well. So obviously I work for Serco Motorsports and I work for Foremost. The two of them theme really well together when you have a boss like Gavin Eales.
Yeah.
It's okay, I'm doing this, and he knows it's this.
Yeah.
And he knows what it is. Do you know how hard it would be if I was back doing civil, trying to.
You're telling me?
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, I've got to go to Horsham this weekend.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Yeah. Why are you going to Horsham? Like, I need Monday off because I got to catch up on stuff. Yeah, you're all good. You're sweet. Like, he really is unreal of a boss to have.
I do have, mine won't listen to this podcast where your boss probably will, but mine won't. But I do have a pretty awesome boss and manager that, you know.
There'll be no coughing on this, sir.
Sorry, mate. that have given me a lot of freedom in my day job to pursue this stuff. So now it's only right that I kind of give it back a bit. So
in two minds as well, though, like you bite off a shitload with QMG as well. Honestly,
also don't get paid.
It's impressive. You know what you guys have done with it. It's really impressive. I got to see a fair bit of it, you know, last few years when I went to Gympie.
That was a shit show. Please don't judge us. Bit of a different weekend
for me. Usually I just stand around and talk, but Campbell Williams had me on the tools.
Yeah, except for you kept coming to me and said, hey, do you have this? Do you have that? What sort of fucking program is going on over there?
Can you thank your son as well for his transponder cradle?
Lucky's there motoring down, keeping shot on the map.
Yeah, well, your old man basically played crew chief for the weekend, which was fantastic on my end.
Yeah, he was playing crew chief, get the parts out of my trailer. I have to go restock the bastard after you guys have been at it. Lucky, I'm team 28.
How's QMG been going?
This year's been probably another reason that I kind of had to step away from Motor Limited.
You couldn't do it. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, but I've taken on a little bit bigger of a role at QMG. Last year I was kind of just doing socials and I was half doing it, I'll be honest. And I've told everyone in the group that I was half doing it because I was trying to juggle everything else. So I stepped away from Motor Limited to be a bigger part of it.
So what's the bigger part?
My technical term is vice chairman. So John Gerkey is the chairman of the group. And then I sort of second to him where...
By the way, quickly, I'm just going to jump in there with John Gerkey. If John Gerkey doesn't do what he does, this sport ain't here.
People,
and there's a lot of people out there that treat that dude like shit.
Yeah, they don't understand.
And I'm probably a little bit more privy to it in some other areas, which we've spoken about. But yeah, people need to watch that one.
Yeah, for sure. He's a big part. So the job was like he knows a lot about obviously everything. So I'm trying to learn off him as much as I can to take over parts of what he does. because if he does go, then yeah, as you said, the sport's shot. So I'm hoping that I can take a fair bit of the load off. So it's been a little bit hectic and just we've had other issues this year. I mean, clubs, tracks. Yeah, it's been tough as the water lady
actually
just hands me a water.
Actually, we need to discuss that. What's the story with Gympie? Why are we going back twice?
So good one. King of Roy was round three on the schedule. We booked it in, done everything, and then just in our investigations, we realized that a couple of years ago, if people remember, there was an event cancelled at King of Roy because there was a trail ride on the same weekend, and they filled up the hospital and they wouldn't accept our injured riders, which we'd only had two all weekend, but the second one they
we were commentating that year.
We were, yes. Yeah. People the hospital then go, hey, is this also happening? You guys are high risk event or whatever they call it. You need to shut it down. We don't have room in the hospital for you. So we had to shut the event down. Flash forward to now. The same event was booked on the same weekend. So we'd been juggling, trying to make it happen, talking to different hospitals, seeing if we could keep the round there. Kind of got to the point after months of backwards and forwards with hospitals, Motorcycling Queensland, the club, that we couldn't go there. And the club didn't feel comfortable putting the event on and taking away from the local trail ride, which is run by the local PNC, which is fair enough.
It's fair enough.
Yeah. So we had to respect that. So then we were on the search for a new track, a new club. And then obviously it left us with not a lot of time, and a lot of clubs got reached out to. A lot of them wanted a round, but they couldn't make it happen in the time frame. The other clubs were locked into their event, to their rounds. They didn't want to move. It kind of was a rock and a hard place, the whole thing.
So the story I got told was there was a track.
Mm-hmm.
It was ready to go. And I'm probably a little privy to this information because of being a part of putting that back together.
Yep.
Which, you know, I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's Warwick, right? Mm-hmm. It's Morgan District Motorcycle Club.
Mm-hmm.
What stopped that? Why did that not go ahead?
I think it had something to do with the previous president, current president, track, whatever they are, facilitator, just putting a few roadblocks in our way. And as a group, we were going to take on a lot of the responsibility of getting the thing up and running. And then when, you know, they kind of come in and sort of said to us, hey, we're going to pursue this. If you step foot on the land, then we were kind of like, we're only doing this to help the sport. But like, it wasn't going to help us in any way and get the club back up and running. So we kind of stepped away from it. But that was after going through all the clubs we could. Clubs wanted different dates and we just could not. We needed that date filled. We had, Warwick was kind of on the schedule waiting for, you know, one more green light, and then that popped up. And then
because it had all the council fund, I'm not gonna say funding. No. It had all the council approval as well. Hey, it was pretty much ready to go.
Yeah. There was a few things I said. I don't know how much I can really go into it. But yeah, I said there just was roadblocks, and we didn't want to, you know, we weren't in a position to pursue, and we don't have the time. And I said we're only a small group that we're also going to try and renovate an event, a venue to run an event to get the club back up and running.
Which is quite easy. I went through a heap of photos, went, had a look at it as well. And I literally said it was 3 or 4 days with a dozer. So I could have that place looking pretty well.
Yeah. But it's everything else too. Yeah. There's a lot more. Yeah.
I just don't understand how MQ Motorcycle in Queensland allows that club to gatekeep it. If you know what I mean, because that's how it looks from the outside.
Yeah, there is
stuff. And that's not fair.
Nah, there is stuff happening. As I said, there is stuff happening with that, trying to, you know, get it all, you know, back
fingers,
under,
fingers crossed for that.
Yeah,
one.
Back under control. So as I said, that there's a lot happening that people don't understand. But then as I said, we were left with a decision that had to be made. A big shout out to QMP. They didn't want to move the whole time because they weren't ready to move. And then they've stepped up, you know, 11th hour and said, all right, we'll move to round three, but we still couldn't get any tracks. So we just, you know, Sonia and Mark too from MX Farmer got to be given a shout out. Like their venue got trashed last weekend,
I could just imagine.
And then they're still happy and smiling to say, we're welcoming you back round five. One thing that I think people don't understand is we don't pick ride parks to for whatever reason. We pick them because they're actually easier to deal with because they're people that are trying to – it's their facility. They're not – you know, they're not there to benefit themselves.
It comes down to these days, people don't want to volunteer. They are too busy in their life and their time is worth too much money.
Yeah.
My thing with this, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about, was – how that message was delivered.
Yeah.
That is what caused that reaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like it should have been, because I understand, because I see it from the back end.
Yeah, yeah.
The average writer, I can see that reaction from that post, right?
Yeah.
But if it's explained a little bit better, then I don't see the issue.
Yeah, it kind of, again, it kind of come out because everything happened in like a snap and the decision kind of, this was like a plan basically Z option at this point after all the other options we'd expired. And then, it just come out and we were in Wonthaggi. Like we just showed up to the track and as I said, I knew the post was coming, but I didn't have real input on how it was said. And then, it kind of come across pretty poor. We've as a group, we've kind of gone through it and realized where the mistakes were made and rectified it and, talked to the people that we kind of had a lot of heat from. And once we explained it to them and basically what I've just said to you is that it wasn't like, hey, this is the easy option. We're going here. We've been working at it.
And you're never going to please everybody. No.
And as I said, like it comes down to going to ride parks more. Is they're willing to say yes to things? It's not I've got to try and get a group of people together. That's, I think, what people don't understand with clubs and ride parks is that ride parks are there, they open, they run, they have people there that work and they get it done, right? Where committees have to find the people to volunteer their time to help put an event on, so they can't make a decision in a snap and it's got to work on their clock. And it's like, we have dates. We're not working to like, oh, we can move it and put it on the date you're asking for. We can't. We have our dates locked in. They're done. Like, we can't move them. Like, there's a whole calendar and you and I, when you add nationals in it, like, I get one weekend off a month basically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, between sunny states and nationals and, whatever else is going on, like, there's one weekend out of four that I have away from a dirt bike track, which I go to a dirt bike track anyway because I love it, but it's just,
yeah. You're still interested in riding?
Yeah.
100%. See, that's my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could not, if I've got a weekend free or something like that, or if it's not a race on the weekend.
Yeah.
I could not think anywhere worse I want to be.
Yeah. The
And I don't know why that is, right?
Yeah, I think it's because you're in it too, like with working at Serco. See, I get away from it because, like, obviously I work in construction. So, like, if I'm not at the track on the weekend, I'm here, like, as you've known this weekend, all I've done is build shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've been here working on my house and fixing things and doing whatever. Like, I'm either doing my day job on the weekend or I'm going riding. So for me, riding is the escape from the day job because if I stay home, I'm probably working on something here with one of the 100 projects. So it is a little different when then you're going to bike shops and you're talking about dirt bikes all week and then you go the weekend and you're doing work dirt bikes again. But it's always been my escape too, right? Like I've ridden my entire life and, I don't want to say I was a professional rider, but I was semi-professional at a point. And tried to chase a dream. So it's always in my blood to do it. But I still love it. I mean, I went for a ride the other day and
I got to make a call about that.
No, don't.
I will not have that in my local area, sir.
It helps me having it because I can go and ride and be back in a short amount of time because I am also very time poor with everything else I got going on. So
really?
I like to have that ease, accessibility.
With QMG as well, mm-hmm. I got to bring one thing up, right? It's doing my head in, Trent. What is the story with this microphone? We've had three different microphones. I'm sure you're doing it to screw with me. Sir, where's the handheld gone?
It'll be back.
I want it back.
It'll be back around three.
I have two in my house. You're more than welcome.
I have one too. It'll be back around three. Like this year, with the whole QMG stuff, like the track thing there was kind of one, but we've had a lot of teething issues with a lot of different stuff. Like we took a big step last year with the group and bringing a whole new level, which I actually have seen trickle through other events around the country, which is kind of exciting to see that we've sort of set the bar and now everyone's sort of rising to the challenge.
Yeah.
But then we, you know, we took bigger steps again to improve a lot of stuff, and especially with our, you know, with our corporate partnerships and stuff like that. Like we've really,
hey, well, you know, I was talking to somebody about it the other day about the amount of riders, pro riders that were there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a national.
Yeah.
Putting it bluntly, it's a national.
You know, and I'm hoping that by next year would be the idea goal, that we can have this on the scope of the manufacturers to have their riders be a part of. Like they see value in being at these races.
I think they already have.
I think there is, but like actually making it a thing where they, because for me, right, like, and again, this is just, yeah, I could be in fairyland or I could be on a point, but I'd like to see these guys get paid to do these races too.
Yeah.
You know, like, or compensated at least.
You mean show up money?
Yeah, just something to go to these races, because again, if they're racing.
Sir, if there is any chance that Campbell Williams can be paid, sir, we'll be there.
But see, my thing.
We will be there.
But I mean, the thing is too, right, is that like there's a reason Dean Ferris is a multi-time champion, because even in the years that he was winning championships, he was racing Sunshine State MX Series.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are starting to understand that this is the way to go about it. So, I'm hoping they're seeing value in it and it's a part of it. But yeah, so we took a big leap with corporate partnerships this year and just a lot of teething issues of things that we're trying to do. And I said, job roles sort of shuffling around in between the group and trying to understand where we're at. But yeah, this year has been very, I guess you call it growing pains, right? Is when you grow, there's always pains, and
you're gonna have it.
Yeah. So as I said, it's been a challenging year, but I think what we're learning this year is going to be awesome for 25.
I'm actually excited for it as well. You know, with some of the content we do for motoonline.com.au, like preview Moto Now stuff into the weekend, like I've got that many storylines from Gympie coming into it.
100%.
And I want to say the same type of track, the same type of soil we're going to see at some of these rounds coming up. Learn a little bit about it.
Well,
and there's a few storylines out of it that we can go into these next rounds with. And that sort of leads me to, you know, we have this discussion every year with these gaps in racings. Mm-hmm. If we use these off championship races.
Downtime.
downtime. We can sort of follow the rules coming into it as well. And, you know, sort of.
Did you see a fucking dog outside or something?
Yeah.
You got heavily distracted.
Yeah. I'll talk to you about that later. Trust me. I got scared then.
My monitor was there and I was just like, you're heavily distracted out the window.
The storylines from it.
Yeah.
You can sort of follow it through.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, there's also a method to our madness at QMG that MX Farm QMP and Toowoomba are on our schedule. They're the three national tracks in Queensland as well. So there's a reason for these guys to be here, right? So not only are we getting a storylines leading into the next rounds, we're also seeing these guys, you know, getting ready for those rounds and seeing who has the upper hand at these, you know, at these tracks as we come into the final three rounds of the championship.
What's your thoughts been on Pro MX we've had so far? Me and you one thaggy. Which was cool. Cool being back on track with you, actually. I did enjoy that.
It was.
In a funny amount of people that when they see us together, it's, I don't know, people see it, right?
Yeah, I mean, having a Formo shirt on was probably a little different too, right? So, I got, you know, some positives from that. And, I mean, Pro MX is kind of, I think, a lot of copy paste from last year. I mean, everything, all that's.
Did you feel hype coming into the season though?
Nah.
No.
And that's what I mean. Like,
I don't know why.
I've seen it on socials and everyone's got their opinion. And I mean, we here at Moto Limited did a good job of hyping it up back in, you know, back when we were doing it, or trying to anyway.
But and it's funny, like, I actually thought about this quite a fair bit. And, you know, you hear the people. And I'm not having a dig at people, but it's like the people that have it, the people that have a go at it are the people that don't go to the races.
Yeah, 100%.
What does that tell you? But at the same time, I don't know if I wanted a heap of hype coming into Wonthaggi. After last year, I don't think I do, right? Yeah. I think I just wanted to cruise in. We do want Daggy. We get it through. We're on.
Yeah.
I think that's what I want.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was definitely it's kind of an odd day, as I said. Like, it's from what happened last year to this year, we were just kind of figuring it out, but we weren't thinking about it. But then in the back of our minds, it was always there. And, you know, we just got through the day. I said, I think just me being busy, like me trying to learn my job role on the fly, was I kind of didn't have time to kind of process everything, right? Like we started the day and then we were at the end and I was like, oh shit, day's done.
Yeah.
You know, like,
how crazy is it go quick?
I was like, dude, day's done. I didn't see you do anything. You know, like I had probably like 10 minutes out of that tent and that. So I said, this round will be better because I kind of know what I'm doing now. Like I understand what my job is. So I'd be a little less stressful, but round one's always that one that is outlier, such a big weekend, so much happening from the photos to the just catching up with people. And then a race happens and then it's like, all right, we're on, we're off, like championship's going, let's go, you know? And I don't think we can read too much into what happened in round one because it's that outlier track.
I'm round three.
Do not though. I am not here for it.
Oh, here we go.
Do not tell me that, oh yeah, of course Webster and Beaton were good at it.
But why not? That's where they ride.
Okay, they do. But also, just for example, and I'm not blowing the poor kid out because he's a nice kid, but Josh Bishop, his parents own MX Farm.
Yeah.
He'd never ridden it in the track conditions that we had on the weekend. He goes, I couldn't freaking ride this place. He goes,
exactly, but one thag is how it has been the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, but they don't train on those conditions though. It's the same track. I get it. It's the same track. It's probably similar conditions, but it's always different at a national. There's always the pressure. And then you have the pressure of, you guys better be good here because this is where you ride all the time. I don't think, like, are they...
Okay, so we run that over 10 times. How different are the results over 10 times?
Not that much, but...
Why?
Because I think they're the best guys anyway. The best guys are at the front. The guys we talked about leading into the championship.
Okay, name the best guys.
Well, Beaton Webster.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
You know, Ferris was there. He ended up on the podium, even though he wasn't 100%, but he was there on the podium at the end of the day. Crawford had that issue, but in the final one, he was there. Wilbur's a little bit off. I don't know what's happening with Wilbur right now because that's not the 2022 Wilbur we saw at QMP. And
I actually think he's learning to ride that like a 450 now, which is we'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
But
what about Clout then?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like,
why does Clout go do what he does when he gets to MX Farm?
Because that's
where they ride.
Yeah, but I'm saying that there is a bit of that, but these are going to be your guys. Like, I don't think Webster becomes a 10th.
Can you please say Kirk Gibbs?
Kirk Gibbs?
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think Kirk Gibbs is
shitting on Kirk Gibbs over there.
They're 10 of the best riders we have in the country. They're going to be switching around. But, I mean, when we talked about title favorites, you always give the guy with the red plate the nod. He finished third. We talked about his teammate who finished second last year, got second on the podium. And we all know Webster's bullshit fast and he's just got to work this thing out. And now we're your top three.
When you say work this thing out, what do you mean?
Work out the bad luck. He's had a lot of bad luck.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of bad luck. And I am a Webster guy. We all know this.
Yeah.
But he is fast as shit and he is talented on dirt bike, but he's just had these weirdo things. I mean, who like gets a rock in his arm and puts a 20-cent piece hole in it?
Yeah, like shrapnel wound.
Yeah, like he got shot. It's never happened. So he's just this weird shit.
How do we feel with Ferris at the moment? Watching him last weekend, looks like he's in some discomfort. Is it a setting thing?
He's working. We all know that Dean works on bikes, right? Like we know he's very particular about what he has and what he uses.
I think he is overcomplicating some things maybe with that bike. When you look at what he used last year, it was very simple.
Simple. I would hench a bet that it's not him overcomplicating things.
Oh, I don't mean him.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm putting down, right?
Reading between the lines, everybody.
That part needs to be on that motorcycle because this is a team you're on.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that part.
He beat that bike to a championship on what he had. Just exactly. give the guy what he had.
Exactly.
Like that's what I'd be doing, guys.
Okay, odds we see from what we saw with the Empire Kawasaki team between the first round of One Thaggy and then Gympie Sunshine Dynamics series, seen a lot of suspension changes. Mm-hmm. Do you think we see a different set of forks on the number one?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, no. Yeah. I don't think he will.
What he was running his what forks were in that at One Thaggy? What suspension was he?
They were coated ones that were in the bike.
He didn't use coated forks last year.
Yeah, but I had a conversation with that, and it's like it doesn't matter what's internally and what's externally. I'm like, yeah, it kind of does.
It does.
You kind of know that.
But putting that aside as well, there looked to be some discomfort with him at Gympie. Did you sort of see that? I think at one sort of took his wrist guard or whatever it was, and what was that about?
Sorry, I was not paying attention.
Thank you. This is fantastic content. What are we reading? What are we going in there?
Our boss messaging us and just random shit during the pod. You send him a picture and then he's just screenshot something that's on my screen at the minute of things I'm working on. I mean, you might as well throw it in the bin. His other mate did.
Oh, it's good to be back.
You send it straight to him.
Meanwhile,
timestamp.
as we were saying, Dean Ferris, there looked to be some discomfort with that. Yeah. Do you think it's a bike setup? Do you think something's...
Yeah, he'll be right.
Oh, he will be.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
And he always did. Like, if he was not comfortable on the weekend and got third, sorry, boys. Watch out. And he's always notoriously not being good at One Thaggy.
But, and then, well, I can't wait to see Jed when he gets into the mud, the ruts, the deep stuff.
Yeah, whether he's on the point. Yeah.
I think he's going to be. Mm-hmm. But there was even some surprises from like that New Zealand motocross championship he did. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't go over there and run away with it and towel everybody.
Yeah, it's a little different, but like I think everyone perceives that he should, but it's different. It's like Americans coming here and thinking they're going to beat all our guys and it doesn't happen. Like our tracks are different. New Zealand tracks are different than ours, 100%. They look sick. But yeah, I mean... It's probably not even, like it is probably a lot of his stuff, but it's still not the bike he's been riding. You know, there's so many factors, but I think Jed's going to be good on the Yamaha. I mean, that's not an outlandish statement at all. He looked comfortable on the weekend, a couple weekends ago. It didn't look like he was trying that hard on that bike, where the Honda, he looked like he was fighting it a lot. He looked a little bit more stable, I would say, but... I mean, I said that all those guys, like, I'm not going to read into it. We need to get a couple into this thing. I mean, shoot, Dean Ferris DNF'd a race last year and won the championship. So did Jed Beaton. I mean, there's so much racing to come, even though it's a short championship. There's so many swings, and I think these guys have a lot of different swings because there is such a deep talent pool in MX1.
Yeah, it's interesting. So what, you're saying round three before you can go start making... Any clear assumptions with how you see it?
Nah, not yet.
Round three?
Horsham, it's a different track. Like, I don't think many people have been there for a while. It's not been on the calendar for a long time. So I think it's going to be kind of showing who is dialed in a little bit more.
What about MX2 for you? I still think it's going to be Connolly and Ferguson. I still think the two of them are going to swap moto wins throughout the season. I feel like they're going to swap some red plates between the two of them.
Yep.
But it's, do they have some bad luck? And we usually see Noah Ferguson has one of those motos where it does go wrong for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the second one, wasn't it, down there on the weekend? Like he had, you know, a bad start and had to work his way through to land himself back on the box. But... Yeah, I said it from the beginning and I'll stand by, like, you know, Noah Ferguson and Brody Connolly are probably the two fastest riders in that group. But speed doesn't win championships. Consistency does.
No.
If they figure out the consistency, everyone's in trouble.
And okay, I cop some heat as well for like what I thought my picks for the overall championship there. Mm-hmm. You know, Ryder Kingsford has been fantastic.
Yeah.
But he's been one of those riders where he's come under adversity many times. Mm-hmm. So that's why at the end of the season, if I don't have him in my top three, it's because it doesn't mean he's not there.
No.
But
he's not fast enough.
But going at Wonthaggi, he seriously impressed me.
Yeah. Oh, he did it at Hervey Bay a couple of weekends before that. But, you know, he did have the big crash too, which is the point that I'm trying to get at.
Exactly. Which is the same as me.
It's not picking.
If I'm going out there and pick, okay, a race winner, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100% he's going to
win. But at the
race.
End of the season?
Yeah.
We
could be 100% wrong, but you only go off.
I hope I am.
Yeah, you only go off the stats you are. So I think a lot of people get a bit butthurt in this industry, and I'm going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not out here picking on people. We're making assumptions off a body of work that we've been shown.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do this job properly. We've been in it a long enough time now that I think we should be earning some respect to where we're not just saying outlandish shit to get clicks. We're actually saying shit that is happening in real time and going, it's not only this time that rider's done this. Look at this.
Yeah.
And then next minute, you're like, oh shit, you've got a point.
Yeah.
Still,
at the end of the day, you're going to piss people off.
Oh, you're going to 100%.
I'm okay with that as well.
And that's why I'm just like, I mean, at the point, like, I, you know, copped a bit of shit at the end of last year for things. And I was like, I'm not wrong. I've never been wrong. And I'll never be wrong.
Is this a Reed Taylor thing?
No comment.
This is a retailer thing.
No, I have no issue with any rider. But yeah, I did cop probably some heat from people about that.
Oh,
I mean, again, like it's like I'm not wrong. Like I'm only providing the information that we've been shown.
Yeah.
I'm not making up anything. And I've no vendettas against any riders. But if I sit here and go, everything's rainbows and butterflies.
You call spade a spade.
Nobody's giving me credit for anything I say.
No, sir.
So I'm going to...
Which is why, and you're using Reed as an example, which is why we said, okay, you've been given this opportunity. Yep. Now you go and perform. You go do that now.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen some suspension changes with them throughout the two rounds as well. Mm-hmm. So obviously learning things with that team, having clout there as well. I've said it before. I think it's a great thing for the Empire Kawasaki team. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to go get them race wins.
I think so. If he rides like he did at MX Farm 2 weeks ago.
Dude, he looked good. And you know the funny thing? That's not the first time either. He did that at Conadale.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Well, we know he's a hard pack guy, which is kind of unfair. MX Farm's kind of 50-50. It's a sandier up the top. It does have a hard bit down the bottom, but he was good all weekend. So as I said, I
am. Two things are changing that track, by the way.
There's still work.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But I think it's going to be good round two. Just, I think a lot of people went away and we spoke about this in, you know, the post-race podcast we did. There's a lot of people at the end of the weekend are like, all right, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have been working.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be not a total flip from what we've seen, but I think there's going to be more storylines coming out around two of like, they figured it out, they've hit the mark. Now we've got 10 legit competitors or eight or whatever.
The general consensus, what I got throughout that as well from that weekend, was so many riders were like, whew, glad that one's out of the way.
Yeah. It has.
Glad that's over.
But I mean, it's the same. Like, it you know, you listen to the post-race podcast from Anaheim 1. They all say the same shit there. It's the first round. We could put the first round at QMP and everybody would be like, oh, glad to get out of QMP. You're just glad to get out of round one with points and not injured because you spend this whole preseason working your ass off, testing, working your ass off, testing, and then you get around one and you shit the bed. It doesn't, you know, or crash and hurt yourself and it was all for nut. You know, like that's why everyone says that, regardless of where it is. Like I said, I think you could have put the first round at Horsham. No one's been there in a while. Everyone would say the same thing. I don't think it's got anything to do with the track. I think it's got to do with it's round one.
Yeah.
Whatever round one's going to be is always going to be that just want to get through this one and then we can start.
MX3, I'm still over the moon for WBR, Yamaha.
Yeah.
That Bulk Nutrients team there as well for those guys. I did a bit of a feature with them. Not sure it's came out yet on the website with Moto Online there about how that come about and how that structure is for them as well, Trent, and sort of how that looks and it being a progression team then to go to the GYTR Yamaha team
yeah.
and then on so forth. I think it works. I think Like, I think the whole program for them works, and I was just pumped to see those guys with a smile on their face.
Yeah.
What else? Prom X.
Intrigued, especially if you're going to stay on the MX3 theme. I'm intrigued to see what Jake Cannon we get at round two.
He loves his boots, that kid.
He's been riding. I think he still has issues with the injuries.
I would almost guarantee he would.
I mean, I'm saying this because I have information. He's still struggling with the injuries. But there's one thing that you got to give those Canon kids, and it's all three of them, really. And for most people would know, there is a younger one as well.
Yeah.
They're just built different, man.
Yeah.
They just don't quit. There's no quit in them. They don't care. They're not there to sook and complain. They're just there to do their shit. And I'm like, is that like, for me, if that kid has said he's never run a dirt bike again after Newcastle, I'm 100% okay with it.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
I'm more surprised now that he's actually back riding, because I was like, I didn't think there'd be a hope that he would be back.
I thought you'd do in a year at least.
Yeah, dude. And that's what I mean. I don't think people understand that.
Talk about the whole no quit thing as well. Alex Larwood.
Oh.
I think I heard the other day he'll sit this round out and he'll be at the next one.
I mean, but
I don't understand how that works. A spiral fracture, I thought you had to go in and break.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I had one, but the rest of mine was fucked. So it took a long time because there was a lot more other stuff there besides the spiral. But, man, I mean, he could. Like, if the doctor gives him the green light, I mean, he's got to. But at the point I'm saying he's got to. He's had 2 years off with injury, man.
It's just.
Like, if there's like a sniff that you miss one round and you could be somewhat okay to be back for the next one, in Alex Larwood's head, like, I got to go fucking ride, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so many opportunities you get in this sport.
I just, when I seen him literally when I was walking through the Honda truck, I was doing, actually, I was with you. I think I was with you. I seen him sitting down.
Us, sir.
Us
race winners.
Oh, okay. he was sitting there, had the moon, had crutches, everything on. I sat down, I was like, hey, man. I was like, understand if you're not real up for talking. Nah, not a drama. Had a smile on his face. And then it got weirder. Yariv Konski, as Yariv does, he likes to somehow steal any type of interview away from me. Or if we're doing a video, he will make sure he is somewhere in that video.
Yeah, he loves it.
He loves that. He goes, I did not lose a rider today. I gained a truck driver. And I laughed.
Yeah.
And then I said it to someone later on and they're like, nah. He ain't joking. I was like, what do you mean he ain't joking? He goes, he drove the truck home from the Amex Open. I said, what? He goes, yeah, no, he did.
Yeah. I think his family's into that, isn't it?
I would assume so.
Wow. He's got a truck license. I mean, good on him. Heavy Larwood.
You haven't got a truck license, do you?
No way. No way. I mean, I'm lucky to keep a car license, sir. The right foot is heavy.
No, that's not heavy for me. What's heavy for me is the phone sitting
gotta
on my
keep,
leg.
Yeah, got to keep that off the leg and hand.
That thing gets me so many times.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So Horsham coming up this weekend.
Yep.
I'm not going to go into it. What we get from there is what we get from there.
Yeah, buddy.
Monster Energy Supercross. You been keeping up with that?
Of course. I mean, we should really just start with the fact that Barsha committed absolute murder. It's a felony.
Yeah, man. That was wild, right?
He should be getting 25 to life for that.
And I was reading today, Barsha nearly pulled off because he felt that bad.
Yeah, I seen that tweet.
And you know that's not Barsha.
Nah.
He owns the situation when he knows it. A part of me feels like when I looked at that photo and I think in that corner before, I believe he put a bit of a heavy pass on someone. Mm. And I think that pass might have been on a number 125 of Vince Freezy. And in that photo, you see Vince there. So I've committed a crime and I'm running, fair call. Yeah. But
Vince was tighter than Barsha, so you could just imagine that. Yeah, if Barsha goes wide, that's him that gets hit by Vince and not him getting jet, but it was pretty filthy. Like, I mean, no, I can't believe the kid got up.
No one can ever, even if you do not like Jet,
nah,
you cannot have a go at that and nah, say he doesn't have heart. Holy shit.
It's nearly head
and
off.
You know when he's hurt, because usually he bounces straight back up, shakes himself off, because it's happened to him quite a few times. He's had a couple offs. He laid there and curled into a ball. That's not a good sign.
Nah.
I think he went and got checked up last night as well. Mm. Haven't really heard anything else from it, but holy shit, man.
It was gnarly. Gnarly incident, but yeah, as I said, like, if it's not Barsha on Jet, I think it's probably Freezy on Barsha. So,
but
Jet, wrong place, wrong time.
We just noticed that, guys. Like, even if he's not at fault, he's there.
He's there at fault.
And well, okay, let's go to the second main event there, the second race there. The medical flag, you know, you've got Jet, you've got Sexton, Anderson. Of course, Anderson gets done twice. His best main so far gets done twice. Sexton, AP, what's your thoughts on that?
I've seen a few things being posted online, and I kind of have, like, I can kind of go with the theory, obviously, about in-helmet communication and all the shit. The biggest thing that I probably think, like, in the interim, not to reinvent the wheel, but I don't understand why there's not lights on the face of the finish line. Like, that's the simplest fix. They have lights on the faces of triples and in rhythm lanes. Why are they not on the up ramp of the finish line jump? Like, that is, to me, the simplest fix. Like, that is not reinventing the wheel, not bringing in helmet communication, not fucking all this shit that everyone's just jumping and plowing on. Again, here's me with my QMG fucking shirt on.
Fantastic.
Where I'm looking at it as like a promoter of like, what's the easiest fix that we can make tomorrow?
Oh, okay. Well,
put the fucking lights on.
What's your thoughts on the in-ear? I seen that start coming up all day. I think Gypsy shared it.
Yeah. I mean,
nah, yeah, that ain't it, bro.
I mean, yeah, is that where we should be heading?
Nah.
Potentially.
Nah.
But is that going to happen tomorrow to stop this happening next weekend?
Nah.
No. Let's be more logical and go, how do we fix this now to stop it happening in the future? You put fucking lights on the up ramp of the jump. Don't you have lights everywhere else around the track?
On the face of your triples, you do, yeah.
On the face of your triples, they have it in rhythm lanes.
So the
now.
Reason they don't have them there is because it's a manned section, meaning you've got someone with a flag at the face.
But
that's their reasoning.
But it's still
at the same time, Jet knew he screwed up. The second he landed, he knew he screwed up.
Yeah.
Eli saw it.
Yeah.
I'm not defending anybody,
no.
But it's a really gray area. And I'm reading online, oh, but at the bottom of the jump means that the race is over. Fuck off.
Technically.
Don't start that. So what, if someone's laying on the down ramp, just send her, boy, send her over. Yeah,
I mean, you get
it's fine. It's,
no, it is.
Just go to flat.
You are correct. But yeah, as I said, like, it's not, you know, I'm not saying that those guys got shafted, but
Anderson got shafted.
He got twice. He got the double bend. But I'm just saying, like, you know, again, everyone's on the thing, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? It's simple. Like, okay, yeah, it's a man section, blah, blah, blah. But there's still that, there's a lot going on in that area too. Like, if you look at that shot, there's a lot where cross flag is. There's a lot, with, especially with the checkered waving, there's a lot going on. Like, simplify everything. Just bang a set of lights in there. And it's just one thing. They may never even get used.
Yeah.
Like, this is a one-off deal. But it's about safety, and that's
I paramount. Actually thought, like, I was thinking about this for a while. You know how they go on to the lights, leader lights on the motorcycle?
Yeah.
When there's caution somewhere.
Bang them. I don't think
bang a light on the bar?
Yeah.
I know Christian, you could see his when he had remind him to breathe.
Yeah.
Poor Christian, by the way.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I was about to say RIP, but he's still alive. But
he's still going.
It's rough.
It's rough. Apparently, what he got done is fixing it, though.
Well, let's hope.
But I think he's going to have to look for a new ride. I don't know what's going to happen there. And speaking of rides, I'm pretty sure, reading between the lines of what AC has said in the past, I think he said some stuff on the Pulp Show. I think that announcement's coming this week.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah, as an AC fan, it's going to be, but to me, like, I was an AC fan before the injury. I still am an AC fan. But it gets to a point where you're like,
won a game of Warzone with that guy.
Huh?
Won a game of Warzone with that guy.
Yeah. But it gets to a point where it's
he healed me at the last minute.
Oh.
Got me across the line.
Oh.
Guy's love a G.
It. Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
No, I'm weird flex. I know.
You just want to sit here and bask in it for a little bit?
If you're going to watch a clip, I've got it.
We'll just sit here in silence while you reminisce. In the arms of... as I was saying, for me, it kind of sucks because it hasn't been the same AC, right?
Like, it's rough for a while,
you know? So it's kind of like, does he retire and does he do a better job?
I think so. And I think he knows that.
Nah,
100%. And I did an interview with him last year at Anaheim 1, and it was one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had.
Yeah, but was he coming off the old kombucha?
I think so.
Kombucha.
I think that the quote was
licked a toad, whatever it was.
Like we're all playing a game. We're all characters in this game. You're a character. I'm a character. And I'm like, you safe to ride tomorrow? You good? You good to go tomorrow?
Take another rip.
Which is rough, but
yeah.
Still, man, I we're not losing him from the sport.
Nah.
So he's always going to be there. Like, it's speculation as well. Mm. It might not be that. It might be something else.
We've heard that Prado's got his fucking spot. Yeah,
we've heard that Prado signed with that team.
Yeah.
Yesterday was his last race for Justin Shanty, who's a long-term Kawasaki mechanic. He originally was with JDR with Savachi, moved to Pro Circuit Kawasaki, then went on to the 450 team with Savachi before he got shafted.
Yes.
And then many times shafted.
That was a double shaft.
Yeah, double shaft. And then obviously he was with Adam Cinciarulo as well. He's actually gone over to work with Ty Gibbs in the NASCAR team.
Mm.
And then there was another mechanic from GasGas who went and did the same thing.
They just love NASCAR.
I don't know.
I just want to be part of NASCAR.
I feel like let's go over here and do this, and we're going to get Ducati, and we're now going to have a team, and everything's still there. Everyone's still there. The workshop's still there. This place could literally flick the light on and become a powerhouse. And I don't know if that's actually going to happen, or if I think that's what I hope happens. And I think it's more the second part.
I'm hoping you read. I mean, you could be heavily reading into it, but.
Oh, I would be.
But at the same time, it's not an outlandish thought to go with. Because, I mean, their name got thrown around with the Triumph, right? When it was coming.
Yep.
You know, that their Triumph's coming, blah, blah, blah. And the JGR rebirth was thrown around in that. So. I mean, Ducati's coming. We know that. So it could be there. Squirrel again.
Hey, squirrel. I was just looking at the screen there. Just
seeing what we're at.
Yeah, seeing where we're at. I know what number I'm aiming for.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, it could be a heavy speculation, but it's not too outlandish to think that could be a possibility in the future. I hope so. I mean, more teams, more rides, man. You know me. Can we bring them down under too and help down here?
You know who he's down under at the moment?
Ooh.
Ronnie Mac.
Does he just live here now?
Does he?
I don't know. I've seen him down here a lot.
Oh, really?
I mean, he's been part of that Freestyle King scene for a hot minute.
That's doing pretty well. That's doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, those guys are crushing
it. It's cool. Mm. I'm all for it. Mm. So he's down here at the moment. Yeah, that's interesting. It's going to be one to watch, but with, you know, back with AC as well. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's not the case.
The retirement stuff.
Yeah, like it's just
I don't want it to, but at the same time, I feel like it's like, right, let's rip the band-aid and put him on TV.
Yeah. Which is gonna happen.
By the way, we need to address the TV.
Can we I'm sure. Actually, no, I'm positive we could have parked Will Christian for the night.
She could have just JT does a great job.
JT is so good.
Why couldn't he have just taken, like, unless she gets paid per fucking segment? And she wasn't going to get paid. And I mean,
you know who else is good?
That's a tough effort.
That Haley girl.
Yeah, she good.
She good too.
That one in the first round.
I feel like you've got more to say about this.
No, I mean, the Will Christian thing. Like, yeah, I mean.
Nah, you wanted to talk TV guys.
Yeah,
Who's pissed you off?
No one's pissed me off.
Come on.
Come on, stop beating around the bush. In a perfect world, if AC retires tomorrow and then all of a sudden Ricky's been benched and AC goes into Ricky's spot, I would not be upset.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you, but I feel like Ricky's taken a few steps back this year.
I got a text message this morning.
Because I don't feel like he's watching the same race we are.
From one Ben Lane. And he says, AC replaces Ricky in the booth in 2 years. Stamp it right now.
Yeah,
I don't. So that's not very hot, Ben, but anyway.
I don't have 2 years.
How long have you got?
I might be like, I mean, you probably haven't listened to Pulp in a little while, but I'm.
No, I listen quite a fair bit.
I might. Who was it? I think it was Chase. I might be Chase Sexton and watching it with the fucking volume off. That is not a good.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
Where?
One of them. Him.
Oh, no, because him and Stuart. They don't. He, yeah, him and JS7. Stuart's
not in the thing.
Yeah.
This was the other day, like the last. I think it was Chase. I feel like it was Chase that was on. Yeah.
I'm telling you now, I don't care who it is, you're not getting any better than Daniel Blair and Jason Wygant together. Yeah, ain't happening.
No.
You're not getting any better.
No. I think AC would. For me, and I hate bagging on people about it because I know it is a tough job. But Ricky was going in the right direction. Like, he was getting a lot better. And then this year, for some reason, I just don't know if he's watching the same race.
I don't even rate James at it.
Yeah, I mean, I've said that from the very beginning. Like, I James is good, but it
German
is not
German chocolate?
It.
What?
Yeah. He's a bit outlandish with some stuff. But it looks at what's going on social media. I think he and Felder got some disagreements going on.
That's rough, right?
I don't know, man. It's been weird this year. And like, I'm yelling at the TV, like, come on, Ricky, we're watching the same race. You're not seeing anything different than what I am because you're watching the monitor, which is the screen that I'm watching here in the lounge room. You're telling me that his bike had a malfunction. You could clearly see him get cross-rutted and his foot pegs drag.
Yeah, and that one smoke, bro, that was steam.
Yeah, steam coming out of the radiator.
Yeah.
Smoke coming from the shock. I'm like, it's coming from the radiator. Are we watching the same thing?
I find it weird as well.
Lee actually picked it up. And
Nicoletti had the same problem. Hose clamp come off something?
Yeah. I don't know what they were hitting. Because, Roxanne's was a hole, though.
Yeah.
It was rocks, but Nicoletti was a...
A hose clamp came off.
Yeah. Could be... I mean, it could have to do with a rock, too. Like, rock hit it. Bit of pressure, though.
I don't know.
But yeah,
it'd have to be
poor
pretty,
Phil.
Pretty, yeah, poor Phil. He's had a rough run.
Poor Phil.
Championship wise, you feel Kitchen's still right though. Kitchen,
I think the Kitchers.
You reckon the Kitchers? You reckon the chef's cooking?
I mean, he's cooked it. I mean, Smithed. RJ is.
Just put him on a 450.
Yeah,
let's just put him on a 450.
Let's just tear the Band-Aid.
Yeah,
Christian doesn't need a ride, so just give him Christian's bike.
Hey, I'm not. I wouldn't be, if he was off that bike, I'd be pretty pumped because that'd mean good for him.
Give him a blue one.
Go back to Jap.
Get him on the blue one. Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, you need another rider?
Plus one, whatever Christian's phone number is.
Yeah.
You know it.
Do you reckon there was, actually, here's a good question for you. Ooh. The Mosman one. How does Mosman get a 2-year deal? But Enzo Lopes only gets a Supercross only deal where we won't see him at all.
I don't know. Between you, me, and the lamppost, I don't know. I don't think it's gone well for most men.
It's been a little while. He might know where he is.
Yeah.
Because he didn't yesterday.
Nah, it hasn't been good. I've seen him on screen a lot more walking from the track with Race Safe Alpine Stars than I have actually on the actual racetrack. Which isn't good.
No, it isn't. But Kitchen.
Yeah.
You're happy with that one?
I think so, yeah.
I think
he's good.
What about Big Balls?
Morning Wood.
McAdoo.
Oh. Yeah, see, that one's a hard one still to me. Those guys are wild over there.
Oh, yeah. How do you think it's going to go East versus West?
That's a tough one because I think like balls out speed, the East has got it.
Yeah.
Like those guys are faster. But I think Kitchen might have a point to prove where he's like, I'm leading this one and I could be leading that one.
He said in the press conference yesterday. Yeah. Really?
I haven't watched the press conference. Yeah. I just could.
He goes, I'm excited for it. He goes, there's always that talk about who's West is best or East is best.
Yeah.
We're going to get to find out.
Yeah.
And you know, from what he said, I asked him a question about it yesterday about the difference between Star Yamaha Racing and Monster Energy Pro Circuit. The freedom he has there with that team. Boy. He goes, I go there and now I'm the man.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, there's that much competitive racing and riding at the Star Farm. Maybe that's a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, we sort of did discuss this the other day, but I think it works for certain people and then certain people it doesn't. It's just your personality, you know, and how you deal with that stuff. So there's certain riders that love that shit, right? Getting in amongst it, being a part of the boys, blah, blah, blah. But then there's others that just like to do their stuff and then come to race day and show up and race. And I think Kitchen's one of those dudes, but... Yeah, I think he's gonna be pretty tough to beat from here. Do Smith and RJ win races out? Probably. I don't think he's gonna go on.
I think Smith wins. I think Smith wins one.
Yeah,
dude, Smith is the type of guy that's gonna go snatch himself an East West
win. 100%.
That's the type it is.
Yeah, 100%.
And then Hayden, why that dude's had an interesting season.
Yeah, I
mean, to say the least.
Yeah, his podium interviews or something else.
He's something else.
He's got a bit. I feel like he's trying to slip into the character of his dad.
And that ain't it.
I'm like, just be you, dude. Be your character.
Yeah.
You don't have to be your dad's character. Like, be your character.
Yeah, look, I wasn't pumped with the whole Faulkner that night.
No. And then he comes back the next week and praises friggin' the Lord. Like yeah. It's I don't know. I think he's trying to figure out who he is. Cause I think obviously he's seen how successful his dad was with everything he did. And he's like, there's a spot for that type of person. But then I don't know if it's him. You know, we've spoken to him before, like before he was Danger Boy, obviously. Well, I mean, he's been Danger Boy since he was little, but before he was, you know, even Futures, right?
Yeah.
At Anaheim. And he was just like a normal kid when the cameras weren't rolling, but then put him in front of the camera and,
it just changes.
He puts the persona on, which is, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with it. Like, it gives us something to talk about at least, but it's just been weird. The difference of the person he is sometimes is different each time. It's like, it's not the same character you're playing. You're playing a few different ones at the minute, trying to figure out what you are.
Yeah. I think he's blown it for this season. Like, I don't think it's going to happen for him. But quickly, there with Faulkner, man, dude, that one was so rough.
Vicious. I don't know.
Do we see him back? Did you watch the video?
The one where he's, yeah.
That long one?
Yeah.
He says a lot of shit in there.
Yeah, man. He's dealt with some shit. And I mean, he copped it a lot when he was young. Like, he's Danger Boy, right? At that point, similar. You know, people hated him at a point. Didn't want him to be successful, and now
cocky.
He swung.
Yeah.
Now he swung the other way. So, man, I hope he's back and gets another opportunity at this. But
at this point, man, if you walk away, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think he just cheated something just there. Something pretty big.
Yeah, that was gnarly, that one. Yeah, it could have been way worse.
And it's, yeah, that one, dude, that one bummed me so bad. I like Faulkner.
Yeah.
I genuinely want him to do good. And I don't know if it's because I have that little connection, that love for PC, because that was the team I sort of idolized.
Yeah.
But I think we're starting to see that resurgence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Back to Mitch being that. You see that with Drew Adams as well yesterday.
Yeah.
Really, really exciting. Hey, last question. Mm-hmm. Not question, bit of a discussion.
Question.
Last discussion. I seen it come up on Facebook this week, expression of interest for Motocross of Nations for Team Australia.
Are we going to bypass the Morningwood comment and Cooper Webb potentially winning this championship?
Is that where you want to go there?
Before that, if we're staying with America,
uh-huh.
As much as I'm an Australian and want Jet to win.
So you think now that Coop's got this down into single digits?
Again, back to the conversation we had a little while ago where we go off what's happened in the past. You do not want Cooper Webb, who's fighting form with only 8 points to try and get your championship, and now you might be nursing an injury for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lawrence camp has got some fucking, they've got to work on some shit, because this is Cooper Webb's jam.
Yeah.
He could sit up to a big bowl of this for breakfast.
Did you see that graphic the other day of the closest finishes in Supercross history? He was on there 6 times.
Yeah. He doesn't give up, man. And as I said, like, nobody had him pegged, so he had that underdog status with the chip. Now everyone's like, oh shit, he's back. And this is where Cooper Webb's going to start clicking these bastards off. And they are in trouble when he starts putting these things together. And if Eli's in there as well, starting to figure out his shit to help take points, it's only going to benefit him.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's when you come down to that, those last few rounds.
Yeah.
Everything's so much more controllable when you've got that thing in the single digits.
Yeah. And man, we've seen Coop play mind games. We've seen him do all that stuff. Like, he'll start. Now he's got that sniff. Like, if Jet shows up and he says he's banged up but he's going to race, you know Coop's going to start fucking with him.
Yeah. And he hasn't done that yet.
Not yet. But I think he's got him in the spot. And as much as I don't want, like, as an Australian, I want Jet to win, right? But fuck, this is going to be fun now.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be, yeah. Especially when you get to some of these tracks now. And if you notice as well, there's not many of these left over that have a roof on the place.
No.
There's a few open-air stadiums. And what do you reckon the last 3 months have just been so weird with rain, moisture, these soft tracks. It's never been this soft, like, yeah, across the whole season.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
So you're giving the nod to Coop to get it done.
I mean, it's going to be fun. Whether he gets it done or not, in my heart of hearts, I really don't want him to. But fuck it. If we're sitting here in a few weeks and Coop's a champ, I ain't surprised either.
Oh,
I am not surprised.
It makes my go to star and win thing so good.
Oh, fuck. Technically. I mean, he won a KTM too, but.
Yeah.
Not on the new bike.
But.
Neither is Sexton.
What do you think of Tomac?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's.
Does he do motocross?
Nah, maybe.
Does he go again next year?
Nah.
It's so hard.
It's hard, man, because I could see the fire being lit in the belly. And I get it. Get your fucking teeth kicked in. It's taking you what? Round 12? Was this 12 on the weekend?
Yeah.
To win a race.
Yeah.
12 rounds to win a race.
And he has been frustrated. You know, look at his triple cleanse. Look at his post-race comments last night.
Mm.
I've been rethinking this whole thing.
Yeah.
Comes in, gets in the press conference, starts answering questions, pauses, stops, gets agitated with himself and goes, I tweaked my ankle 3 weeks ago. I don't have balance.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Basically is how that went.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. He's just, it's hard because that either lights the fire in the belly for him to go again, or it just gets him to a point where he's like, no, I think I've had enough.
All time
swings all the way.
What was it? I've seen
second all time.
No.
Oh.
On podiums?
Oh.
The most ever.
Yeah, probably.
I think
he's the second most winningest rider now.
Ooh, because that was
standalone.
How many has he got now?
53 or something, is it? 54?
Holy shit.
James
I want to see if I can find
James was 50 James was 52 or Ricky or one of them. No, he passed Ricky a while ago.
The most podiums in history.
Yeah.
Eli Tomac is now an all-time podium leader, breaking a tie he had with Ricky Carmichael.
Yeah.
Sensational.
Yeah. And then, yeah, on the all-time win list, I think 52 was James or 48 or something was James and his brother.
You know the last place James won was St. Louis?
Yes.
Back a long time ago.
Yes. They had that all on that thing on the TV, all the different winners. And that was where Rickson did his arm.
Oh, yeah.
That replayed that crash. Still scary to watch to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a bit happened there.
Where did Villopoto do a FEMA? Toronto.
No, St. Louis as well, I think.
Was it? I think it was.
Similar.
It was down to the floor.
Yeah.
And in a rhythm lane, bouncing, hit the ply, got wheel spin.
I think it was St. Louis.
And that was the end of that.
I didn't watch that segment, but I'd seen the Roczen crash. So I assumed that was at St. Louis because they were talking about St. Louis.
Wow, that place has got some history in it.
And I think Ricky's last win was there, maybe.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot happened. Let's happen to St. Louis. St. Louis.
Anyway,
now you can move on to your MX and Nations conversation because this is going to be fun.
You reckon it is? So we've seen the post come out. Expression of interest for Moto of Nations, Motocross of Nations.
Also, by the way, whoever commented, because I also am privy to the comment section of Pro MX Socials now, the fucking pelican that wrote Brody Connolly needs a fucking hard look at themselves because Brody Connolly is a Kiwi.
Yeah, well, that's...
But we'll fucking, we claim him a lot.
Hey, I'm claiming him.
I'll claim him, but...
I feel like I'm half reason he's here. I'm joking.
No, we're the full reason.
How do you feel this should go down?
Yeah.
I'm Jet and Hunter on 450s.
For the last year.
Yep.
This is the last year.
I think it will be.
Yeah, 100%.
And our best 250 rider.
I mean, you know more than me.
Or do we put Wilson Todd back on a 250? Where are you at with this?
Yeah, I don't know. I toyed it around. We had this conversation a little bit. It's kind of hard because we're obviously filling a 250 spot now. So you kind of need a good 250 guy.
But I'm happy enough where you've got Jet and Hunter on 450s. Their scores are going to carry you.
I like to see Hunter on the 450 outdoor first before I get too...
I think it'll be fine.
Excited. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fine. I understand. But before, like, if he's running 8-7 in 450 outdoors, I'm not henching too much bet on what he can do in a 450. Because then it would nearly tempt me to put him back on a 250 where he's probably as talented as a lot of those 250 guys.
And what Australian are we taking?
Yeah. Great question.
Should it go...
It's a hard pack guy.
Should it go down to Madeley Basin, I'm pretty sure it is?
Yeah, hard pack.
Should it go down to the best finisher in our MX2 division? Is that where it should go down to?
Well, I mean...
Or do we do that? Do we pull a Webster on a 250? Do we pull a Wilson Todd on a 250?
Webster on a 250? Yeah, all right, sign me up.
But why?
Because Webster.
Yeah, but see, you're emotionally, you don't want the team to win.
I want the team to win.
If you want that team to win.
Who do you put on 250?
Yep.
Hunter.
And who's your 450 riders?
I don't know.
Give me your riders. Three. Give me three. You want the team to go out there and win. Who are they?
Whoever wins the 450 championship in Australia.
Okay.
You need someone good on a 250, man. I think Hunter is...
You don't think
better.
Wilson Todd is it?
Yeah, but if you're saying to me, you've got Wilson Todd on a 250 or Hunter on a 250, I'm putting Hunter 9 times out of 10. Like, yes, Wilson Todd is great on a 250, but the 250 score needs to be decent. Like, very decent. And even Hunter hasn't been able to put a good score on the board on the 250. Like,
then why are you putting him back on a 250?
Because it's going to be better than the score that somebody else gets. His score that he gets on the 450, I don't think is going to be good enough to weigh the deficit the 250 rider is going to get. You're balancing the act, really. You're balancing like the lesser of two evils. Which is going to get less of a result?
Brody Connolly.
Brody Connolly.
Because he's not on our team. It's New Zealand team. That's where we run into the issues.
Yeah, no. But it's tough, man. It's going to be hard. Once you have Jet and Hunter in the mix always makes it hard. I don't think Hunter moves back to a 250. So yeah,
not a chance.
We're looking at a 250 guy.
But is that what we do? Do we make it the best finishing Australian MX2 rider? That's the spot. Do we give that enticing to them to go out? You know, we give that. That's a part of the championship. You go out there, you earn that position.
I mean, it's the easiest way to do it, yes. But... I mean, probably this year because our championship does not have sand tracks on it that much.
Thank God for that.
So, well, that's not thank God because when we get a fucking Lommel next, we're going to die.
We're not going to have Jet and Hunter.
We're not having Jet and Hunter after this year.
So that's why.
And as much as people are going to be like, what do you mean?
Hey, what do you mean? We can't win without him? No, we can't.
We can't win without him. Correct. But are they going to continue to do this and cost them money?
No. Not a chance.
Oh, when they're doing 31 races.
And this is the first time we're going to see that this year. Both the boys, 450s.
Yeah.
Supercross, motocross, SMX.
Yeah.
Into that as well.
They're not doing it for multiple years.
Yeah.
Not if it costs some money. If they're getting paid, maybe.
Last little thing I'll talk to you about as well, which I just thought I've had a few messages about. Australian Supercross 2024. Mm-hmm. What have you heard? You heard anything?
Not anything official. just from conversations I had last year was obviously venues and things like that, but even, you know, chat I've had around it, and I haven't actually gone and dug anything yet because I'm kind of want to hear an announcement.
It's April, bro. Why aren't we hearing it?
Yeah, like I want to hear an announcement. Like I could ask a question easily enough, but
yeah, but what type of answer are you going to get?
Well, correct. I mean, do I get the whole answer? Yeah, and then do I come and say it on here and ruin their thing? Yeah. So I just want to hear the announcement.
Yeah,
but I mean, what I know from the conversation I had last year, we're 4 rounds.
Yep.
We're in Queensland for at least one.
Yep. Potentially two, depending on how things go.
Yeah. Yep. Which could make it 5 rounds.
Yep. Which would be okay.
Yeah. And we're in Queensland, which is, I'm happy with one of them. We're not at Newcastle from what I've heard.
Yep.
And oh, we're in Sydney area or that area, Central Coast, I think they call that.
Yep.
Back at Adelaide, but I've heard it's not the entertainment centre now.
If
it was the entertainment centre last year.
If the rumours that we hear with Adelaide are true, then I'm excited for it.
Yes.
But what I wait for and what I think ties this all in is Melbourne Supercross, World Supercross.
That's a big
one. Haven't heard a peep out of it.
No, World Supercross, because that's...
It's dead quiet. The last thing I hear is 2 450s and they're going to go on an electric bike thing. Sweet, cool, awesome. It's real neat. I like it.
I had this conversation with someone the other day. Yeah, I know. Oh. That's why I'm moving right along. Because I'm looking for a Stark deal.
Looking for a what, sorry?
Stark deal.
Oh, my God.
So I can go ride on my track that you want to complain about.
You're not riding a Stark.
I will if I can go ride wherever the fuck I want.
Nope.
It's 100%.
I'll come steal it.
Okay. Need the phone to start it.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to go put it in the bushes somewhere.
Boo, boo, boo. Anyway.
Who are you trying to be?
You.
Oh. Righto. Thank you. Thank you for that. I can tell you what you do with your Stark.
Shove it. I had this conversation with someone. They're like,
hey, roll out a 44 liter bloody, a roll of bloody fucking, what do they call it?
Back, back, back.
I got to charge this thing. It's in the bush.
You got to get a generator out. Yeah. Mate.
I see it running down the road with a generator. Where's he going? Oh, he's Stark stopped in the bush. I did 6 minutes in the sand.
Come on, but you are digging a hole, sir. Anyway, back to my whole Supercross conversation I had. I had this conversation with somebody the other day about this, and they're like, oh, well, surely we're going back to Melbourne for Australian Supercross. I'm like, not if World Supercross isn't going there.
Exactly.
World Supercross has carried Australian Supercross in that stadium. Have a look at Friday night last year.
Bingo.
15,000 people is a huge attendance for us.
If World Supercross doesn't happen, what does it look like for Australian Supercross this year?
Yeah. Well, just with Marvel, because they're the only ones we share.
Yeah.
We don't go to Marvel if World Supercross isn't coming here and we're piggybacking off,
not
off
a chance.
World Supercross. That's the only reason we've been there for the last 2 years. And again, as I was saying, they said we had, 12 to 15,000 spectators in that stadium last year for Friday night.
That's bullshit. There wasn't even 5,000 in there.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It probably was. But because it's a huge stadium, it looks like no one. Yes.
You are off your head if you think that's the number they had in there.
Well, if it's 10, if it's 5, it doesn't matter. It looks worse because it's such a big stadium.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I can go with you on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we can't fill a stadium like that. Is that
SMX perfect example?
Is
Los Angeles Coliseum?
Yeah, they can't do it. That's what I mean. The dream is to be in these stadiums. I mean, Marvel's. But to me, dude,
the ideal stadiums for this sport is what we have in Newcastle.
100%. McDonald Jones to me.
That's where
is
that's the
best
size
round.
We're at.
Yeah,
yeah.
And not even the size. Like I just think that even that fits better with it.
CUSAC. Remember CUSAC?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Queensland, yeah. Sports.
Sorry about to have the Olympics, if you listen to the radio.
Hey?
They're not rebuilding the Gabba anymore. Oh. Refurb that fucker.
You want a hot take with this whole Olympic thing?
We ain't having it.
You ready? We're fucked.
Yeah, we ain't having it.
I would, if there was a betting man that I could go and bet, what are you doing to your toe?
Just playing with it because.
It looks like it's disconnected.
Yeah, I can disconnect it.
Hey?
Nah, I don't know.
You can't, can you?
No.
If I was a betting man. We don't run it. It don't happen. 100%. We pull out.
Yeah, I hope it's in 2031 we pull out. because I plan to sell a property I have in Brisbane before that and make bank because everyone thinks the Olympics are coming.
Righto, big dog. Weird flex, but okay.
Just a fucking, there's a real estate mogul now, mate.
Are you?
No.
Oh, after all the money you got from me out of this.
I haven't even got it yet.
Yeah, hey, depending on your performance, you might not.
I feel like I'm crushing it. I just woke up this morning pissed excellent.
Look, your Lambo just pulled up in the driveway there.
Oh, your Lambo pulled up in your Lambo. Anyway, yes, Cusack.
Two cars out there. You're Cusack. Living it.
I don't even own one. It's a business vehicle.
Yeah, bad air, you don't even pay for it. More money in the bank.
More bank. So as we discussed, they're the stadiums, right? Even Cusack, I think, is too big because we had a Supercross there and the track's too far away from the spectators.
Did you know the highest capacity for Australian Supercross ever was that stadium?
100%.
In what we had in fans?
Yeah, because I want to remember Queensland.
Queensland. Literally in the center of Brizzy.
But, I mean, it's Queensland. We show up. We have the biggest rounds of Primexes here. And we have three of them.
One of them we don't have reception for. How good. Yeah.
It's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that they have three rounds in Queensland. There's not a coincidence about this. It's not a conspiracy. They go where the numbers go. We're in McDonald Jones type stadiums, smaller local football stadiums that we can have open pits, pit parties, Anaheim type vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Smaller, so it feels more packed. There might only be 15,000 people there, but it feels packed.
Yeah.
That's where we need to be.
Yeah. I can go with you on that.
Yeah. I don't, and don't talk to me about fucking speedway tracks. They're.
Wagga! Wagga was fantastic.
Wagga was
except for that guy is probably still looking for you.
Fuck
it. After what I said.
I'll go to, mate, I'm not the only one that's.
Oh, no, that was horrible. That was absolutely horrible.
We're better than Speedway venues, but we're not big enough for Marvel.
No.
Unless if
we've got the sister to go with it or the brother, then we are. 100%. But until that, we're not.
No, and that's what I mean. For me, perfect scenario, we're in these. And again, this is NRL for everyone that plays along on this coast of the thing. But NRL football stadiums, the local ground ones. When we're not big enough for Suncorp, would one in Suncorp be epic? Yes.
Yeah.
But we're not big enough. And that's a 50,000 seat stadium.
Yeah.
We'd still look small in there. But these more local, like regional type ones that have decent grandstand, like McDonald Jones, decent grandstand can hold about 15,000 people. That's where we need to be in those types of stadiums. Soccer stadiums, whatever it is. I don't care if it's football, soccer, whatever. But these smaller ones, 15,000 seats to 20,000 seat max.
As long as it's not the Adelaide Entertainment Centre.
I enjoyed Adelaide.
I would enjoy it there too if we were playing.
If we had a dome.
If we were playing netball or
you know what we'd need
basketball
in Australia?
Even. A dome. Maybe even laser tag.
We need a dome.
A dome.
Like what they have in America.
Kudos.
Indoor stadiums. No, bigger, but like bigger. Like McDonald Jones with a roof on it. Imagine that. That would be epic.
Would be.
We need one of them.
But you're saying that because you want the aesthetics. You want the fireworks, right. The lights. You want
as
that.
As JT would say, I would like to be wine, and I'm just going to say it, 69. Yeah. But I do like that because that was the one thing that won me with Adelaide was that. Turn the lights
on.
Places dark, lights, pyro,
it's a
flames.
Show.
It's a fucking show, man. And again, however many thousand people they said they got in that stadium, they got entertained.
I'd believe it, yeah.
I got entertained.
Oh,
we go to a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And I still get entertained. So, I don't know. I hope we get an announcement soon so I can start being excited about Supercross. Because apparently, word on the street is I have a Supercross deal too.
Oh, really?
At Foremost, yeah.
I don't even have one of those yet.
See? Just as I would like to say, not just the podcast.
I may have gone rogue by then. May have gone rogue.
You are. You're here doing fucking Moto Limited.
Rogue. Speaking of Moto Limited, thank you to everyone that reached out and were happy to see it come back. Not at that time, didn't know the capacity, what it is, but they'll learn a little bit more throughout this. Like I said, around three a month, the idea is to go back live. There's going to be some one-on-one stuff, American content, Australian content, all sorts of things.
Shit talk.
Rubbish. A lot of rubbish.
Fuck it. I can't wait to bring that back.
What's that, rubbish?
Yeah, and swearing.
Yeah, I can tell.
I've done one corporate and now fuck, fuckity, fuck.
Fantastic. And we've lost all our listeners. But no, thank you to everyone that has sort of stuck by this, and we'll click on it when it comes up and has a listen. But
Hope clicks on it.
Yeah? Will you click on it?
Nah.
You bet you will. I'll be able to see. I was actually going through the analytics. I was borderline impressed with the amount of American listeners there are across it. It's pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would have been higher about a year ago when I was still there, but anyway.
Look, we could agree to disagree, but at the same time.
Is that what happened?
Some would say. Others would say I left on top.
Well,
I'd like to say the second.
Well, we're here now, so if it fails, then
it was you.
It was me. But
I did enjoy being back, Nicholas. It was it's been nice.
Well,
till hot box, this hot box isn't very hot.
No, it's quite nice. I'm thinking about jumping up there in the bed and
we do need to wrap this up because a massage is about to happen in this room.
Oh yeah, it is.
That is all everyone's getting.
All right, I'm out. That's it. Bye, Trent.
Peace. See you later. That Nick from Moto Limited. They limit the Moto down there. I don't know why.
I thought it was Moto Unlimited. I'm not going to lie.
It's limited.